Anton's been crying. What are you doing here? I peer up and down the grey street. Everywhere is sheets of cold rain and puddles that reflect the empty sky. There's no sign of his entourage or the cameras that follow his every move. He's just a boy, standing in the rain, here, with me. I can't do it. The game. I don't want to do it, he says. I gasp. But you've been planning this for months. There are 100 people taking part. He turns away. His hands make fists in his wet hair. Then he spins around again. His dreamy blue eyes are wild. None of it matters. Only you, Lola. It's always been you, ever since that night at the party. What? I whisper, and the world stops spinning beneath us. He steps toward me and trails his fingers down my bare arms. I love you, and I don't want to love you because it scares me so, so much, but I can't help it. He doesn't finish because that's the moment when we melt into each other. His mouth grazes mine, and I don't care that he's pulled me outside with him into the pouring rain. I laugh against his lips and kiss him harder. Wow. I'm literally kissing Anton. And then the DLR train sways from side to side and I smack myself in the face, shattering the fantasy. I'm back in a subway car that smells of kebab meat and body odour. The woman sitting opposite me gawks in my direction with her mouth hanging open. I realise too late that I've been kissing my own hand. I wipe my face on my sleeve and busy myself typing the scene into my phone. She's still staring, but I try to ignore her.